first 48.
All right. Oh, we should just all be on top of each other. We should.
What?
Like, pause. I say pause. Pause. We should just, like, all, like, make sure that we're doing shit and that we're okay doing shit.
Whoa, dare.
You know?
Whoa, dare.
Yee.
Because I feel like sometimes, like, what does Travis Thompson say? I'm convinced I'm all alone every time I'm left alone. Like, you know, when you're alone and yourself, like, I ain't got nobody. Yeah.
I ain't got nobody.
But it's really not like that. Because if you were like, if you were texting me and like, hey, like, can you come over? I just need company to just so I can rap. I'd be like, yeah. But, and if I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm screen printing, I definitely could text like you, Bailey, or Adrian, and be like, hey, can you come over? I just need company.
I ain't got nobody.
Yeah. What? You're such a fire. Did you not hear what I just said?
I'm on my own forever. I'm going to die alone.
He literally has.
Happy New Year.
Danko is the epitome of that line. I'm convinced I'm all alone every time I'm left alone. Yo.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on Untitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well, and of course, most importantly, Happy New Year to everyone out there. Boom. It's a new year. New us, new podcast, new...
New year, new me.
New me. New moniker? What are you thinking? Ninth? Tenth?
Nah.
No?
I go up to eighth and that's it.
Oh, okay. That's fair. So, but I hope everyone had a great New Year's Eve and New Year's and that, you know, you had fun doing whatever you were doing. What did you guys do for New Year's?
Sleep? Yeah.
What about you?
I was turnt.
You were turnt?
I was stuck in a roundabout. I was so turnt.
I hate you.
Of course, I am Danko, and I'm joined with Lewis.
Yo.
And Lorenzo.
Rest in peace, Betty White.
Rest in peace, Betty White.
I usually, sorry. Bro. What do you mean too soon?
I love that lady. Stop.
What's it called? I always have to come in. I don't say hi whenever you introduce my name. I usually just say a fact that's happened.
I think the last time that you came in, you just said something about drinking something too much, or I don't remember what it was. You didn't even.
I don't know, but that's what I
did. Fact.
No, it was like, I had six mimosas.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a fact. It's not like the most well-renowned fact, but I don't say it. So, I don't say what's up. I always do.
So last episode, six mimosas. This episode, rest in peace, Betty White.
Fact. Well, somebody make a compilation of all my things.
Yeah. 99 years, man, and she was an icon, to say the least. And, you know, she was almost there. She was almost at that 100, but, you know, it's unfortunate. But rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Now, Zach Fox's song has aged poorly.
Very poorly.
Yeah. And I think that came out like last year. So, but I hope everyone had a good New Year's. I hope everyone was safe and that you start the new year with, you know, everyone going to stick to their resolutions or whatever you're going to do. Nowadays, I don't call them resolutions anymore. I just call them like, all right, well, I got to do this thing. Because if you call it a resolution, you'll probably forget about it. But we're back. Of course, we took a break because of the holidays. We just wanted to, you know, relax a little bit, but we're back. And of course, since it is 2022, we are going to be doing our album or albums. I'll give you a chance of the year for 2021.
Okay.
So everyone knows the name of the game. We've done this twice now, I think. And, we're just going to talk about the albums that really are, really made an impact or are just one of the some of the best out there. I would like to give an honorable mention to Donda. I'm gonna say it right now.
I still haven't listened to it.
I will give Donda the benefit of the doubt because
why?
It is an example of an album that is always in the making because there were like four iterations of Donda and I find that interesting. And it's never been done before. Kanye West was doing lives. He was doing original albums, and he just released a deluxe edition, which has my favorite song, Life of the Party, with Andre 3000. So.
Oh, yeah.
No, that verse is crazy.
It was. It's sad.
That verse is crazy.
That verse is crazy.
I think the bleeping like in the album, in the deluxe edition, I guess they bleeped it out because there's no cursing on the Donda album and it kind of takes away from it.
It's a gospel album.
It is.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Essentially. But that's probably the best song of the year for me is Life at the Party with Andre 3000 because he's the best. Goated. But yeah, album of the year. We did it. Who wants to start?
Tupac.
Tupac wants to start. Not even Tupac as a rapper. Tupac wants to start. Tupac, how are you feeling today?
Who wants to start? Do you want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. Wait. What about you, Lorenzo? Do you want to start?
No. You start. This is because I feel like it's gonna be a minute before we talk, anyways.
So I'm gonna, for the essence of time, and also to give them more time to, you know, it's a hard year. There was a lot of projects that came out this year. I mean, for every year, there's a lot of projects that come out. I don't
even remember what came out this year.
It's hard. You're
thinking Justin Bieber came out this year.
Justified came out last year.
Album so fire. That's my album of the year this year.
So I will give some recommendations. But it was a stacked year for sure. And shout out to Album of the Year for keeping track of all that for me, because there were a lot of projects. I would like to give another special shout out to Nas's new album that dropped like Christmas Eve.
Fire.
It was amazing. He was with Hit-Boy on that one too.
Yeah. I think his last like three.
All of them. King's Disease.
King's Disease 2 and Magic were all produced by Hit-Boy.
Listening to
DJ
it.
Premiere was on Wave Gods though.
Mm. Okay.
The song with A$AP Rocky.
Yeah. Big surprise, big gift for everybody. That album was dope. If you're going to listen to anything to start the year, I would count this Magic to be a 2022 release, but it was dope. All right, well, I'm just going to say it. Album of the year, Magdalena Bay.
What?
I love this album.
That's what everybody's thinking. What?
What? What? I'm gonna describe it, I promise. So Magdalena Bay, Mercurial World, is a rave hyper-pop album that released a couple months ago, and it is something to behold, man. It's got a lot of good tracks. They kind of want you to listen to it front to back or back to front, you know, kind of mix it around. The album is kind of constructed in a way where you can listen to it in any pattern and it still kind of flows together, which I really like. The transitions are crazy. The singing is great and the band and the instrumentals are just crazy for me. And I want to listen to them live. Unfortunately, I have to go to a rave to do that, which that is like that type of music belongs at a rave and nowhere else. Like probably, with DJs and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So
now that you're saying it out loud, but when you first said it, I was like, what? And yeah. I was like, oh yeah, you're like,
it's like that club scene I don't want to go to, but I have to go see Magdalena
Bay. Have you been to a rave before?
I have. It was a warehouse in Compton and it was video game themed and it was fun.
That just doesn't like all those words set together in this, in the place. Just
like, what?
It's a fever dream.
It was uncharted territory for me, and it was a warehouse rave.
Yeah. A warehouse in Compton, video game theme rave.
It was a weird rave.
Bro, like a Family Guy episode or something.
None of those sound like they belong in that place.
Yeah. None of that was actually supposed to happen.
It did though. It was a fever dream. But yeah, that was my first rave. But have you ever been to a rave?
No.
Never?
No.
Really?
Never catch me at a rave.
Never?
Never.
What if we take you to one?
Huh?
What if we do an untitled mixtape retreat?
Yeah.
And we go to a rave.
In the car, in the parking lot.
Would you go to a music festival, though? Yeah, probably, right?
That's a rave.
I mean, no, but like music festival's different.
Yeah, I have. And it was like, it was the first one, so I didn't really like.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like my introvert itself is just like, no.
Yeah.
No, like, there's just, so like, many people here.
But I mean, I would.
I like, I mean,
for research.
For research for purposes. Research. Yeah. Razor, I've been to several.
I just can't.
I went to EDC when it was here.
Ooh.
It was at USC. But
EDM gives me headaches.
It definitely can, but I'm also like, I'm also somebody who's fine like being in the present moment and also being being able to be like, at this present moment, I don't like this, so I'm gonna use the bathroom for 20 minutes, and I'm just gonna sit in the stall, because I've done that. I've done that in several events before.
I think
it just it makes it better.
I think you would be really into house music. If EDM gives you headaches, house music is like lounge EDM. I went to Dirty Bird Campout in 2017.
See, that sounds like a place I would never think
it was, to go. It was literally like adult
Dirty Bird
Campout. Dirty Bird Campout. It's an adult-themed, obviously, adult-themed camping where you camp out in tents, and then you go down to the festival. You walk down a trail. It's all, like, outdoors. And house is, like,
by the way, that's in Compton, also. That is just kidding. house is, like, the mixture between, coming from like, hip-hop dancing and hip-hop, like, mm-hmm. genres. House is... the funkier / hip hop side of EDM.
You would get
yeah.
those boom baps.
Hey, listen. So like, I would like want to freestyle.
Do you like Toro y Moi?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like it's a little.
Is he house though?
He's not necessarily house, but he's like but
Toro, he's like on the line like.
Like yeah, like it's like those same melodies, like in that. Mm-hmm. In a little more upbeat form.
Yeah.
And so what is trance then?
Trance is like...
Like the Wobs.
It's kind of like... Yeah, the it's kind of like the EDM name form. Itself, you know? Yeah.
I used to listen to trance for like a month.
Wait, then you would like...
In high school.
You'd be fine.
House. Future House is really good too. That's mostly rooted in those hip-hop beats like you were saying too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like... It's hip-hop melodies with a higher like... BPM for the up for like that bounce effect.
We're going to Dirty Bird Campout
in what? Compton.
We're doing it. It's not in Compton.
In Compton, in a warehouse.
I just think that I'm not gonna get past that.
There ain't no camping grounds in Compton.
Wait, so where was it?
It was in Montrose, not Montrose. Montrose. Is that in California?
I don't even know what that is. I've never even heard that.
Are you freestyling right now?
I know.
Are you freestyling about the Compton?
It's in cow country.
Huh? That sounds like a place we don't go
to. Is where?
In cow country. You know, where all the cows are, the farmland out in
so
north.
So like Montana.
Not Montana, but I think it's Montrose. That's Colorado. It starts with Modesto.
Oh my what? God. That's like not close. Even close. Modesto. Yeah. Bro,
this year is going to, next year it's going to be in Modesto too, I think. But they move locations. And so, yeah. It's literally like a couple days. What's up?
Modesto's far as...
Yeah,
I mean it used to be closer.
Yeah, Modesto's not close.
No, that's fine. We're going anyway. I'll drive.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the car.
Anyways, Magdalena Bay, Magdalena Bay,
in the car.
Mercurial World album of the year, my favorite album. It did a lot of good things. It was exciting, and it's a good introduction to people who like pop, but also want to get into electronic music too, because that's what the production is. So that's my album. Who wants to go next?
I agree with that one.
You already know it's your boy, me.
I guess not me.
Hey, bro, you pointed at me.
I pointed at you me. I was like this.
You point very aggressively.
Yeah, I was
okay,
pointing.
Go, fine.
You weren't even looking
fine,
at me.
Fine, no, it's not your boy.
It is
sorry.
Your boy.
JK. Just go. Naga.
Oh, my gosh. I've known this man for too long. my album of the year is an R&B album by... It's Vito, baby. I think
that's his name.
Vito. His name is Vito. But he says it in every song. He says it's Vito, baby. Like it's his intro tagline.
Yeah. Stole it from Lil Wayne.
Stole it from
Young Lula, baby.
Yeah. Just the baby part. Oh, yeah, you're right. What is it called? The album is 1320. Shout out to Deshaun and Marshawn. I don't know if you guys listen to this podcast, but yeah, they put me on this album. They said it was like super good. I listened to this album a lot. Mm-hmm. Like it was like for maybe a month and a half straight of just this album. And I'm a person who likes to listen to one song for like a week and a half from an album and then like not listen. That's and disgusting. Then move on. I know.
You make me sick.
I'm aware. And then but this album I listened to everything fully. Like over and over. And I really like this album. It's not like the most like insane R&B album. It's not like hitting. hitting certain notes and stuff like that. I just think this is like a good R&B album that I miss. I miss hearing an album like this. Like, the songs aren't too long. The album in general is 44 minutes with 14 songs. So okay. It's a fun good R&B song or album to listen to, but you know, it's not the craziest. I just think it's very, very good. You know, it's not like groundbreaking or anything.
No,
but I think it's an excellent R&B album.
Solid. And I've heard we've all heard a couple of songs and it's good. Yeah. It's good. What are you thinking?
Justin Bieber. Oh my god. Nah, I'm probably gonna say my album of the year is Coup de Grace from Ransom and Rome Streets. Just like super gritty, just hip hop album.
Yeah.
Took me back to when I was on the block, you are. For the water bottle. The block that I was never on.
Yeah,
the
block. Yeah, New York.
But nah, it was just like, it had pretty much everything that I look for in a hip hop album in terms of like just rapping ability, song structure, just like
cohesiveness.
Yeah, like it was just like they balanced, they fed off of each other's energy, mm-hmm. and like rhyme patterns. So I thought it was really dope. They had storytelling, and then those tracks where they just like spazzing. Mm-hmm. Like it was an album that made me want to rap, and I don't even rap.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Rome Streets. I've known Rome Streets.
Wait. Dude, what's your... Because, I mean, you're the most... you're probably one of the most people I know that's really into music and really, really into hip-hop. And what is a criteria? Like, what are some of the main bullet points that a hip-hop album has to hit? Like, it doesn't have to be, like, super deep thought, but, like, what are the things that it... Like, if, like... Like immediately, if it didn't hit one of those, it's like, no, this isn't that great.
I don't like those random songs that like I like cohesiveness. Yeah. So like I don't like those like random just like, oh, let's just like those filler tracks.
Yeah. Like an anime filler episode for no reason.
Yeah, bro. Like I just can't, like, you can tell, like, if you're listening to the whole project and then you hear like, if there's like a song that stands out and it's like, bro, why is this here?
Oh yeah.
Like to me, not talking about hip hop, but Justin Bieber's what was that?
Yummy?
Yes. One of those songs. Okay, bro. Okay. Like I can't stand songs like that. I'm like, bro, it doesn't have to be here.
Yeah.
You could have just like put that out as a single and just like left it out. But yeah, like just songs that don't necessarily fit the criteria of what they're doing throughout the entire album.
So just like stay on topic type deal, with like including like melodies and stuff. That's what I'm thinking of it as.
Yeah, just make it make sense. Like like if it's just like if you're rapping crazy the whole song and then you got like a song about you being in the club, I'm like, bro, you didn't have to do that.
You just
did that just to like put it out as a single. So
yeah, just to promote the album.
It's all about momentum, and that momentum needs to be consistent.
I like pimentos.
Yeah. But like if you drop that momentum because you want to do a song about your feelings when the whole album has been just like bangers, then it just drops and it ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. Unless you just like put it out as like a bonus track at the end
or something. Okay. Or like add it onto the deluxe edition.
Yeah,
I think deluxe editions should be done away. I'm over it.
I don't mind deluxe editions.
Make it into an EP. Don't give me a deluxe edition.
Wait, are you tired of deluxe editions because of Taking Back Sunday? Not because of...
No, I'm just...
Hey, dude, Taking Back Sunday has a deluxe edition for every album.
You missed the Target exclusive.
No.
This guy, the Kmart exclusive.
I feel that, though, but like...
I feel like if it was supposed to be on the album, then it should have been on the album. If it wasn't, then there are tracks that should be on an EP or something
else.
See,
but that's hard to like determine, though.
You're
like
right.
When you're making the album, because like you'll make a song and you're like, yo, like this is album, like this is good enough to be on the album,
but
is it good enough to be on like the...
That's a gray area.
Donda is 35 tracks.
Donda isn't even good.
The deluxe edition is 35 tracks.
Just kidding, guys. We're not allowed to slander on this.
We're not allowed yet.
I didn't slander anything.
You literally said it's not.
You said Donda isn't good.
What? That's subjective. What?
Subjective.
Like, what is good?
It's what we think is good.
Boom. Think about it. Bow. Got him. Oh my gosh. Spot him. Got him. They tried to back me in the corner, but I said, weep.
The worst part is whenever he gets really hype, he looks at me like he's trying to tell me off, even though sometimes I'm on the same page as him. I don't know if I'm supposed to fight him or hype him up. I agree though.
Donda was great.
Was it?
Phenomenal.
Did you listen to it?
All 35 songs.
You didn't listen to it?
Phenomenal.
You didn't listen.
My favorite one was
Don't Say Jail. Don't Say Life at the Party. Don't Say Donda.
No, that's not
what's
even
the isn't that the intro one?
Yeah, it's the intro.
Damn, that was my favorite one.
that was the one that got
Donda.
Me.
Donda.
That's the one that made me want to rap.
Nah, the what is it? Off the Grid with Fabio Foreign. Just because I've never heard Fabio rap that good, because he's used to like doing the a and stuff like that, and he was actually like rapping about something. So I was like, yo, this is different. Mm. And then ever since then, like the songs he's been putting out, he's had like actual.
He probably had an awakening. Dope
subject matter. Well, I mean, the process. Like, have you heard what they had to go through to even record on Donda?
Is it where they had to stay in that freaking stadium?
Yeah, and they had to have like church service like every day.
No, absolutely not.
Like every single person. If you were on the album, you had to sit there and have church every morning. Like you had to listen to what Kanye said.
I would have been like,
bro, it was like
good.
Boot camp. Like, bro, Kanye, like, you bugging, bro. Like, you tripping.
It's cult activity.
Seriously, bro.
Dude, as someone who prays every single day,
can do it.
Sorry. I'm sorry for anybody who's like super religious. I don't know. It's something that's very hard to get behind, you know, like. We're still allowed to have our own beliefs and systems and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Kanye. Like making, yeah, I don't know. Making people like do that type of stuff like is.
Nah, yeah, that's very. That's doing a lot.
Yeah.
100%.
Like just to be on your project, bro.
Yeah. Like you texted me and then you made me do this.
Bro, but then like the fact that he had a feature from Chris Brown that he didn't put on it. He had a feature from Soulja Boy that he didn't put out. Like, that's bro, you put us through that and you still not.
It's because they didn't, you know, they were not every single service. That's why.
Bro, I doubt either of them went to either, like, any of them.
Well, Andre 3000 didn't go.
That's Andre. Andre don't go nowhere.
Yeah, because
he'll
king.
Go out to, like, support Tyler, the Creator.
I know, I saw that. I was like, oh, wild.
I'm like, bro, how you get Andre to pop out?
yeah,
dude,
for real.
Like, this dude don't go, bro, like, every time I see him, he's just aging.
Yeah,
like he has more gray hair. Like, how did you get him
to step out the door?
Like, that's crazy.
So, albums of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Tupac,
Magdalena Bay, Mercurial World. Check it out.
1320 Vito. I think it's
Ransom in Rome Streets, Coupe de Grasse.
Those are the albums, the Untitled Mixtape albums of this last year of last year, and there will be a playlist with just the full length albums because they're that good.
They are.
And before we end, before we stop, it's 2022, ladies and gentlemen, boys.
Deuce, oh, deuce.
What?
Boys.
What?
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Hey, nah.
For the podcast?
Oh, dang.
Not for your personal life. I don't care.
There's too many for my personal life.
Rude. Rude. I don't care about your personal life.
I'm trying to listen to more music. It's very hard for me. Like, cause okay, if anybody knows me, like I'm a choreographer, and so when I want to choreograph to a song, I have to like hear everything, and I don't hear everything off the first maybe five listens. So I listen to the same song quite often because I'm trying to make sure I hit everything or get everything that I'm trying to get out of it. But I'm trying to break that just a little bit so I can listen to more music. That's my goal, is I want to listen to more music.
Fair.
Probably just branch out more, because like some of the stuff y'all be talking about, like the artists and stuff, like I would never, like I'll see it and I'll just be like, oh,
I'm good.
Scrolling, you know? So like I want to, like, even though I feel like my music taste is pretty eclectic, like it's all over the place. I'll be listening to Taylor Swift sometimes. Then I'll listen to Slaughter to Prevail. Then I'll listen to Tupac. Then I'll listen to Justin Bieber. You know, I'm like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Until it gets to like house and like EDM and stuff. And I'm like, nope.
The experimental stuff.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm cool. I'll pass. But you know, I want to be more open to that.
I understand. Yeah. I want an episode every week. No missing. That's what I want. I think we can do it.
Hey, listen, that's what I want too.
I think we Danko. Can do it.
I know, same.
I'm full force.
Danko.
I'm here.
Look at me.
I'm just a pawn.
100%.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. I'm just a pawn, all right? I'm just told where to
For
be.
Those who don't know, I was looking up. I wasn't looking at
him. He was looking at me until I said, look at him. And then he just started looking up.
Every episode, every week, we have a lot of stuff planned. We have a lot of stuff in the making that will be exciting. And, of course, we're going to continue doing those interviews. We had such a fun time interviewing Macadamia Music.
He's tight. He
so, so we're going to start incorporating, like, special guests and stuff, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just randomly? Just like, oh, that's cute.
If someone pops in, if someone's in town and they want to hop on, let's have them. Let's, Possible. You know.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, definitely have a lot of concepts we want to do and a lot of stuff. So, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Lewis is.
My bad, OG. My bad.
But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. That's our albums of the year.
Yeet.
And we will be posting the schedule for this month on Instagram. If you want to follow us on Instagram, it's at the Entitled Mixtape. And if you want to follow any of the network, shout out to the network, of course. We've got the Chit Show podcast with Leo. He does pop culture and news. We've got Banned from Chat with Brantley, Vaughn, and I. That's the nerd culture podcast. And, of course, we have a new podcast with us, and it's Solarian Girls with Brittany and Candace.
Bow, 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 bow.
They'll be doing one of their favorite book series, so if you're a fan of that series or you just want to listen to someone else, they will be available where all podcasts are available, even where we are. And if you want any of that information or you want to see all the updates, there will be a Discord link in the description, and it will not expire. And you can just click that, and it'll invite you to the Working On It network server. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a nice day.
Peace.
And Happy New Year.
Deuce, zero, deuce.
What?